the Rise Up See Red podcast, all about the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL, featuring insider and outsider perspectives. Enjoy the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Now here are your hosts, Jess Root and Seth Cox.
Hello, Arizona Cardinals fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. I'm your host, Jess Root, from CardsWire.com, the USA Today NFL wire site that covers the Arizona Cardinals. And this is episode 535, and I know I do not have my co-host, Seth Cox, from RevengeOfTheBears.com, but we do have a special guest. We get a bit of a treat as we have a prospective NFL player from right around in our backyard, from Gilbert, Arizona, via Texas, Lubbock, Texas, over at Texas Tech for the last 5 years. NFL draft hopeful punter, Austin McNamara. Austin, I really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on. I know your family. You were teammates with my son Diego for your senior year at Highland. But thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Get to know you a little bit and your path to the draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Gilbert, Arizona is not exactly the hotbed of NFL talent. Obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Highland. We've got Brock Purdy in the NFL right now from whatever school. I can't remember. Perry High School.
Yeah, Perry. Yeah,
and,
yes, sir.
And then now we've got you coming out of Gilbert. You spent 5 years out in Lubbock. Tell us kind of the experience was out there, going out there. One of my sons, in fact, and I'll say thank you in the air, was a couple of years ago when my son Isaac was in Lubbock for his freshman year. Thanks to you, we were able to get in and see Texas Tech play Oklahoma State with the family seat. So that was pretty cool. You got a lot of action in that game. I think it was you punted 9 times, I think, in that game.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I was on the field a lot that game.
Yes, and then Oklahoma State did it a couple years later to Arizona State here in town, where I've got season tickets, so that wasn't all that fun. So tell us about the 5 years out in Lubbock. What is the life of a college punter?
Yeah, I was very fortunate, to end up at Texas Tech, and a lot of specialists don't have the same opportunity that I do, and so I was very, very fortunate to be able to play all 5 years, and for two great coaching staffs, and really just enjoy my time there. It's forever my second home from Gilbert, Arizona, so I really, really enjoyed it. Overall, as a college punter, I mean, during practice, we do a lot of different drills when we're not with the team, punting and, holding. And I also hold, obviously, for field goals. So, but when I'm not doing that, I try and do a couple of drills, do some stuff that kind of gets my technique and my mechanics right. I work on a couple of things for the upcoming week, upcoming opponent. Anything else that I really need to work on or focus on, I try and keep my leg fresh throughout the week and really just try and do my thing. So, but other than that, I go to class. I'm kind of a normal college student still, We do have a kind of a busier schedule. But, I mean, other than that, I really enjoyed my time at Texas Tech. It was a great experience overall. And I'm excited to watch those guys ball out this year. And bummed I can't be there, of course. But looking forward to the next chapter.
playing college football forever seems like it'd be a pretty fun deal.
Absolutely.
Ever since your freshman year, you got to be the punter for the Red Raiders each of your 5 years, and you really were either considered kind of the best punter in the nation or one of the two or three top punters in the nation each year. So, like, as your freshman year, you're kind of like the best freshman punter in the nation, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You've got 3 times first team All Big 12, 2019, 2020, 2023. You were second team in 2021, and this past year you were the Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Year. How has your game, how has your skill set developed over the last 5 seasons?
Yeah, I try and take a little thing in the off season. Usually we have between January to, May, or sorry, January to about July. You have spring ball mixed in there, but other than that, I have a full, couple months to really work on my game. And so I try and pick one or two things out. I kind of self-evaluate after the season, and then kind of break it off in the kind of section. So I'll work on something kind of going into spring ball that I want to kind of accomplish. Then once spring ball is over, throughout the summer, I'll go to a couple different kicking coaches throughout the country and kind of work on a couple little things there as well. I haven't changed too much. You know, if you're trying to change too much or you think about it too much, you're really going to mess yourself up, make yourself worse. And so I try and just take a little bit of, you know, information from different coaches and kind of put it into one and then apply it to my swing and my technique. So, you know, like I said, I work on it kind of in the off season. You know, whether it's my steps 1 year, something with my drop or how I hold the ball 1 year, you know, anything with directional punting, work on hang time, work on distance, work on pooch punts inside the 20 type punts, backed up punts. Like, there's so much stuff you can work on. So, you know, the possibilities are endless. So I try and just, you know, take it one step at a time, keep it simple, and it's produced and give me the results I wanted so far. And so I'm going to keep sticking to that process and stick with it. So that'll be good.
If you were to give a scouting report of Austin McNamara leading up to the draft, what would you say that scouting report is? Strengths, things that you do well, and perhaps a couple of things that are still, obviously, you want to improve daily. That's kind of the mantra of every NFL player, every football player, get a little bit better every day. But, you know, if you were to create a scouting report for Austin McNamara, what would it sound like?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm obviously not perfect. Obviously still got a lot of things to work on. You know, me personally with my form, my swing and my technique, but, you know, overall, I think my strengths, are definitely my directional punting and my hang time. I've got that question asked a lot throughout this NFL process and coming out of college since I graduated, and finished up my career is, you know, what's my strength. So I think my directional punting and my hang time, we directional punt at Texas Tech the last 5 years, and even going back to my senior year of high school, I started pretty early learning how to directional punt because that's what they do in college and then ultimately in the NFL. So I feel like I work on that a lot, whether it's my warm-up, actual punting, you know, or any type of competition and anything. So I always directional punt. So left or right, going across the field, doesn't matter. So I think that's my strength compared to most guys. I've never, going back to high school, when I was just started kicking and throughout my high school and college career, I never had like the big, you know, massive ball, you know, 60, 70, 80 yarders, you know, but I feel like I was already always pretty consistent. And so I try and pride myself on that. And you know, consistency can still win you jobs and can still keep you in the league or keep you at the college level for a long time. So as long as you're consistent in what you do and what you're best at, you know, you'll be satisfied with it and you'll be able to stay in the game for a while. So those are kind of my strengths and weaknesses, something that I'm working on, just working on my drop a little bit as far as when I drop the ball and a couple little small critique things. Like I said, I'm very you know, I like to hold myself to a high standard, you know, so I try and do whatever I can to, you know, just trying to keep being the best and keep being me.
What are you most proud of in your time in Lubbock with the 5 seasons there with the Red Raiders?
Yeah, you know, I think being a part of a team that went through, you know, we went through a coaching change, and then being able to bounce back from that as well and to kind of set up the future success, you know, of Texas Tech football, and to be able to see those guys and kind of implement and kind of establish, like, you know, the ground, you know, a foundation, and to be able to, for those guys to kind of build off of and lean on in these coming years. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we accomplished over the last probably about 2 or 3 years after each season, you know, selling out, you know, a lot of stadiums. You know, we won a lot of consecutive games. We had a winning record in the Big 12. We won 3 bowl games in a row there when I was there. So those were all our Texas Tech records. So, you know, being able to set records and be able to kind of establish that culture, you know, as we talk about with our head coach and our coaching staff, is huge, you know, for me. And, you know, I'm just a punter. You know, I'm one individual. I'm one person. You know, so any way that I can help and do my thing, you know, obviously that's a plus for me. But, you know, the impacting the future, you know, probably is more important to me and to the guys that just graduated. We are a pretty tight senior class, and we wanted to leave our mark and be able to kind of set the tone for the future. So I think we did that, and I'm excited to see what they do in the upcoming years.
You were one of the 2 punters invited to play at the Senior Bowl this year. What was that experience out there in Mobile? What did you get from that?
Yeah, it was awesome week. That was one of my goals coming out of college, was to be able to make the Senior Bowl. And you know, I can't thank Jim Nagy and his staff and everyone else over there enough for inviting me. And I had a great week. It was a lot of fun. I punted really well throughout the week, I think, and got a lot of good feedback. Got to meet a lot of coaches and scouts and different player personnel types for the NFL and different positions. But then also the specialists, I knew some of them that were there as well. There were six of us total, so I knew a couple of them, but I met a couple of them for the first time as well. So it was really cool to compete with those guys and to be able to and be able to experience that week. You know, a lot of people. Have had a lot of success coming out of that Senior Bowl, the game, and it kind of gives you that big platform that everybody wants. So I was really blessed to be able to play there, and had a great week. I've never been to Mobile before, so that was a fun experience as well, and had my family and a couple of friends come down and watch on that Saturday, and then, right back to work after that, getting ready for the Combine after that. But, yeah, it was overall it was a great week, and, I definitely recommend it to anyone as a goal to trying to achieve coming out of college, because it definitely sets you up for success throughout this NFL process.
During the process of the Senior Bowl, one of the important things is for NFL teams, evaluators, the guys on staff, is to be able to talk to the players on the field. How many formal/informal meetings did you get to have speaking with NFL guys?
Yeah, I talked to a couple scouts while I was there. I actually talked to the majority at the Hula Bowl. I talked to the most at the Hula Bowl, which was a couple weeks prior to that. Like I said, I talked to a lot of guys there. I talked to a few at the Combine, a few at Pro Day. So I kind of spaced out a little bit that way, which is nice. But at the Senior Bowl, I talked to a couple of scouts. I know a couple of the big-time coaches and coordinators are there. And I also got to be coached by, a coach for the Giants. He was kind of our main specialist coach throughout the week. So we were able to get around a lot of guys, a lot of NFL staffs and people, and so that was awesome. And you can't get that anywhere else. So that was really, really cool. And just also helped me kind of get practice and kind of practice for what kind of questions they ask, kind of get comfortable answering to those guys. And sometimes it can be a little intimidating, but playing at these bowl games only helped me get better and helped me kind of polish up my interview skills for the NFL.
All right. Coming up next on the Rise of Sierra podcast, the best of Cardinals talk on the web. Let's move forward, talk more about the pre-draft process, the teams you've talked to, what kind of the hope is for it, and an inside look to the local pro day that the Arizona Cardinals hold as Austin did get to participate in that. That's coming up next on Rise of Sierra. We're back on the Rise of Sierra podcast, the best of Cardinals talk on the web, talking to Austin McNamara, punter from Gilbert, Arizona, played at Highland High School, spent the last 5 years at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. Now NFL draft hopeful, punter, not a position that often gets drafted, but kind of, as we go through this process, what are kind of your hopes and expectations? Because punters, specialists are not frequently drafted players, but what is kind of your hope and maybe like what's your expectation for the process and maybe some hope?
Yeah. You nailed it. I mean, a lot of specialists, struggle sometimes with getting drafted. There's usually about, between 1 to 4 punters every year. And that's a big range, but just as much kickers are about the same, there's about 1 snapper maybe every year. So it's not very many. So, you try and put yourself in the best situation possible. I told myself, I moved back home in January after my college season, last college season was, throughout these four and a half months or so, I wanted to be able to put everything I can into all the events I was going to, all the bowl games, the combine, everything else like that. And be able to show what I can do. And then after that, it's out of my control and whatever happens, happens. So now that we're almost to draft day, it's kind of crazy to think about. But, I'm really excited for any opportunity that comes. I'm not banking on me, getting drafted. Obviously, it would be a dream come true, and it'd be awesome. But, I'm looking forward to any opportunity, whether it's drafted or undrafted, free agent, just finding a spot and hopefully be able to win a job there and be able to compete and make the organization better. So, expectations for me, like I said, just trying to, my goal was to be able to punt well throughout the last couple months, and that would set myself up for the next opportunity. So I feel like I've done that up to this point and just going to wait and see what happens.
Any particular teams that you've had more conversations? What have been the meeting situation? I know, punters probably don't get top 30 meetings, but mm-hmm. what are the teams that you have been able to have decent feedback/interest from in this process leading up? Obviously, as I've covered the draft now for over a decade, you know, teams talking to players, they often don't draft players that they've had interest in, and sometimes they draft players that they've had very little contact with. But where's the best feedback been from so far?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with the Cardinals here, local Coach Rogers, special coordinator for the Cardinals. We talked after the local day, which I can get into that later too. But I've got a lot of great feedback from him. Coach Simmons for the Bengals, he's the special coordinator there as well. He's been giving me some feedback over the last, you know, about a month and a half or so. I've talked with the Saints special teams, social teams coach, and then there's one also from the Chiefs social teams coach. Actually, both recruited me out of high school to colleges that they were at as well. So I have a little bit of a connection as well with them. So that's been awesome. And those are possible landing spots as well for punters in this class. So, really just trying to kind of branch out and get some feedback from any coach, anybody that will be willing to give it to me. I'm kind of been like a sponge over the last couple of months and be able to take in, you know, whatever anybody wants to give me, and any tips, any weaknesses that they see in me that I can maybe improve on and try and get better at. So, overall, there's been a couple of those have kind of been the few teams that I've talked to. I've talked to more throughout the process. But those have kind of been the ones that have stuck out in the last month and a half or so.
Yeah, and it's the interesting thing, having had conversations with a couple of parents of specialists over the years, is that if you don't get drafted, it can kind of be a whirlwind, especially right after the draft. I'm sure you'll be fielding phone calls between teams offering you contracts as undrafted, or whether that be tryouts at their rookie camp. And then after that, it tends to be, unless you get one of those rookie contracts, then you are on the lookout for, okay, a team is, hey, we want to bring you in. You fly out there, you have a tryout. It's really kind of a whirlwind type experience. It's for a little while. The local pro day is something that perhaps my listeners aren't super familiar with. The NFL teams get 30 official visits where they get to bring in draft hopefuls, guys that they have interest in. Also, they can work out players at their facilities if they are within the metro area and they don't provide transportation. And then they also, every NFL team holds at some point a local pro day for NFL draft hopefuls, prospects who either attended school, attended college in the metro area, so that guys that went to Arizona State, guys that went to prep school here, guys who are from the high schools around here, and Austin was one of those players. And there's one thing that, you know, that part is those are behind closed doors because it's at their Tempe facility. Can you take us through kind of what the experience is at the local pro day from start to finish and how that goes? Because I'm sure there was a whole bunch of local guys there this past weekend.
Yeah, there was a lot of us there local day, and that was obviously a goal of mine as well. And so I was really, really happy that they extended an invite to me, being local from Gilbert here, as I mentioned earlier. We got to meet with the GM, he introduced himself and got to talk to us a little bit in the beginning. And then we had some of the player personnel guys and scouting guys show us around. And they were the ones that were in contact with us prior to local day, sending out the invites and getting us all the information we need. But for us, specialists, we got into the locker room. They had some cool stuff for us. We had like a sweatshirt, and they gave us a hat, and then some workout gear, shirt, shorts, socks, that type of stuff. So that's what we wore out there as well to the actual event. So we got in the locker room, got changed, went out to the field, warmed up. The kickers went first, and then snappers, and then the punters. We were right after them. And then we went outside. Kickers kicked indoors in the bubble that they have there, the Tempe facility, and then the punters went outside because the ceiling isn't high enough in the bubble. So we went outside and punted, and it was awesome. It was great. We got to hit, about 14 to 15 balls. They're all charted, hang time, distance, location. We're all charted, op times, everything that goes into that. So it wasn't anything new for me. I've been practicing all different types of punts throughout my entire career. And then obviously in the last few months, getting ready for NFL workouts and NFL events. So it was nothing new for me. I felt really comfortable there. And I did really, really well. I thought I performed well. And so I was happy with that and happy with my performance. So I got to talk with Coach Rogers after. And we were able to talk a little bit about kind of the future and what he thought of me. And it was great feedback. And so yeah, overall, it was a great experience. I had a great time. I got to all the specialists I pretty much knew that were there as well. So got to see a lot of them again. It's been a while. And, you know, yeah, just be able to kind of experience. I've been to the Tempe facility once in high school, but I haven't been back since then. So it was great to go back and actually be able to kick there and kind of put on, you know, a little bit of the Cardinals gear. So that was awesome too. But no, overall, it was awesome. Great experience.
And he's referring to, by the way, the reason why he was down there in Tempe is that he was, was it your senior year? You were named the,
yes, sir.
You were named the Cardinals special teams player of the year that year. So, and your dad actually sent me a photo, texted me a photo of you in your 18 jersey that year. Going down to the Tempe facility. So that was, I'm sure. And the Tempe, it's a facility is a little bit better than it was. The Cardinals have gotten under fire a little bit for the quality of their facility over the last couple of years from the NFLPA. But they're sure there's been some interesting things there. Obviously, we know the situation is with the punters here in Arizona. I had conversations with your dad for the last few years, kind of the hope that they were hoping that Andy Lee would come back for one more year last year and then kind of open the door for someone young like yourself to come in. Would be kind of a dream come true for them. Obviously, they had Blake Gillikin had a fantastic year when they signed him in early in the season, re-signed him to a two-year deal. But that doesn't preclude a rookie deal or an invite to rookie camp. What would it mean? Obviously, you're going to go wherever. It's the NFL, there's only 34 teams, there's only 32 punting jobs, and so wherever you go, you're gonna go and you're gonna be happy about it. But what would it mean to land in Arizona with the Cardinals?
Yeah, it would mean obviously a ton. I grew up watching the Cardinals ever since we moved here back in like 2006, 2007. And moved to Gilbert in 2010. But it would be a dream come true, you know, to be able to be local and be around family and friends. I have a lot of grandparents that just moved here and you know, a lot of friends I went to high school with, and just I'm really close with, you know, neighbors and people in my church, and just everything would be awesome just to be close to here. Obviously, timing is everything. I learned that when I was going to college at Tech and before I got to Texas Tech, you know, it was a couple dream schools, but they didn't necessarily need punters, you know. So, you know, it's got to be the right fit, got to be the right time, right situation. And hopefully that obviously comes for me, no matter where it is. You know, I'm obviously willing to go play wherever and go compete and help make a team better any way that I can. But the Cardinals would be a dream come true, and you never know down the road what could happen. And that's why the workout, you know, the Cardinals was big for me to be able to perform well and maybe might, you know, spark some interest later in my career, hopefully if I have a long career in the NFL. You know, like I said, you never know what can happen. You know, I also learned that throughout college, there's a lot of coaches change positions, change teams and stuff, and it happens. There's a lot of movement. So you never know what can happen. So, you know, like I said, Cardinals would be a dream come true for sure. We'll see what happens. But obviously I'm excited to hopefully get an opportunity somewhere.
This is Austin McNamara from Gilbert, Arizona, played at Highland High, punter the last 5 years from Texas Tech. Hoping to be ideally drafted into the NFL, probably it would most likely be a late day three pick, but if not, landing a contract or a rookie tryout somewhere in the NFL. I know that I will be rooting for you there. I'll be texting your dad about it as well to see where you land, because especially people who we know, it's a really, really cool thing. But Austin, I really appreciate the time, wishing you the best. What are your plans? What are your plans for draft weekend? Are you going to have family get together, just kind of waiting and seeing, or is there going to be sort of any event that you guys are having quietly with family, or is it just going to be, what do you have planned basically?
Yeah. For the draft, that Saturday, is when the magic would happen, for sure. Hopefully. So, I have a couple of teammates coming into town as well that I play with over my career, a couple buddies from out of state. And then, I have family and friends here that are local, come by and hang out. We should have a good group at my house throughout the day and just waiting for the call. And then, whether it's a free agent spot or a draft spot, you know, obviously we'll play it by year and see what happens. But, I have a lot of my friends and family here coming into town for the weekend, and should be a lot of fun. Excited to see those guys, and And yeah, it should be a good time, but nothing too crazy. We'll just kind of be hanging out and waiting that Saturday. And yeah, fingers crossed. So we'll see.
All right, man. Awesome. I really appreciate the time. That wraps up this edition of the Rise Up Sea Red Podcast, the best hour of Cardinals talk on the episode 535. Our next episode will be with me and Seth returning to talk about the final couple of positions that we have left to preview with the Arizona Cardinals, linebacker and safety. But for that, until then, I'm Jess Root. That's Austin McNamara. Thanks for coming on. We'll be back again in a couple of days.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Rise Up Sea Red Podcast. Listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Audioboom, or many other podcast platforms so shows are delivered directly to your mobile device. Please give the show a 5-star rating and always support the sponsors who support the show. We'll be back soon for the best hour of Cardinals talk on the web. Rise up, Red Sea, be Red Sea Red, and of course, Rise Up Sea Red.